I Can't Believe It's News.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
A TV reporter named Ashley Thompson, working for a CBS affiliate in Atlanta, was out in Lawrenceville, Georgia, looking to do an interview with people about the traffic at this one busy intersection. You know, Lawrenceville, the traffic's building up. There's been some issues there. So let's send the reporter out there to talk about it. Get a little feedback from the street. What she didn't know was there was a 24-year-old guy named Eric Roberts that just robbed a bank. And he's just robbed one bank, and he's on his way to rob another one. And she's interviewing people there in the street and about the traffic. And she says, hey, what do you think about it? And he says, yeah, I got time. I'll stop and throw my 2 cents in.
You know, Gwinnett doesn't really have its own public transportation, so MARTA coming out here would definitely help out a lot.
I didn't really understand what he's talking about, but some of the public transportation in Atlanta area, they don't have it, and so people are walking a lot. Well, he walks off to go rob another bank. Well, the staff at the first bank saw him go towards the CBS news van and told the cops. And so the cops, reviewed the interviews that Ashley did on the street. That's our guy. Which way did he go? He walked that way. And so they followed him all over there and they caught him.
The guy didn't run. He just walks everywhere.
Just don't do television interviews in between your bank robberies. That's probably the best thing we can impart to you today.
Well, now you can probably get an interview with him afterwards. You know, you really have reason to talk to this guy. If this was the major concern of the police departments, most police departments, we'd be in pretty good shape. A flurry of 911 calls relating to leaf blowers from Newton, Massachusetts. Since leaf blower restrictions took effect this year in Newton, Massachusetts, police have received hundreds of complaints from residents. The flood of leaf blower-related calls has forced the department to adjust how officers respond.
We're blowing the leaves into someone else's yard?
They say the issue is putting a strain on their resources right now. The ordinance now prohibits the use of gas-powered leaf blowers from Memorial Day to Labor Day. It also requires a 65-decibel noise limit on leaf blowers all year. Said one homeowner, they have a high-pitched screeching whine. They raise your blood pressure. When you're in your home office, it's impossible to think. The quality of life has been decreased by the overture of leaf blowers.
The overture of leaf blowers.
The Newton regulators passed after an extremely heated debate at City Hall pitting landscaping companies against residents who were upset with the noise. Since the regulations took effect in April, police had responded to about 320 leaf blower complaints through the beginning of October. 75% of the time when an officer arrived at the property, the landscaping company was either gone, not using a leaf blower, or following the rules. Because of the volume of calls, the chief decided no more than one officer could respond to a leaf blower complaint at the same time. They were all out on leaf blower complaints. Real crime was being done, and they couldn't respond because they were tied up dealing with this stuff.
You know, that's why, the Northwest is such a great place to live. We let Mother Nature do the leaf blowing.
It's doing it today.
At least today it is. And finally, out of the D, Detroit. An internal investigation has been launched, John, at the Detroit Police Department after two different precincts got into a turf war and started firing and punching and fighting at each other, trying to rid one neighborhood of some drugs. Neighbors who live in the Andover area.
Wait, this is a police department fighting with each other?
Yeah.
Police departments?
The neighborhood of Andover near Detroit has a serious drug problem. One guy says, neighbor's drug problem for years. I don't think anyone can stop it. On Thursday, the Detroit police tried. Sources say it started when two special ops cops from the 12th precinct were operating what they call a push-off. That's when two undercover officers pretend to be dope dealers, awaiting eager customers to approach, and then arrest potential buyers and seize their vehicles. But this time, instead of customers, special ops from the 11th precinct showed up, not realizing that fellow officers were running the sting on the other side. They ordered the other undercover officers to the ground. The 12th precinct showed up. The officers raiding the house. But instead, they said both precincts started fighting with each other. Guns were drawn, punches. The homeowner that called 911 in the first place is standing there going, what the hell is going on? The cops are fighting each other.
And these cops know that they know that they're fighting cops.
No, they don't know. Everybody's undercover.
Oh, okay.
And one's from one precinct and one's from the other. Okay. And these guys are supposed to be selling the drugs and the other guys are supposed to be coming up buying the drugs. But nobody knows what the right hand and the left hand is doing. And gunshots and all kinds of hell breaks loose. You got to have more communication, I guess, said one resident. I don't understand what happened with that. You got to communicate. You know, luckily, nobody was hurt. The top brass says they don't plan to comment on this until next week. You know, John, I don't watch a whole lot of those cop shows and stuff. In the house, sometimes they got the Chicago Med, the Chicago Fire, Chicago SWAT, whatever.
There's a lot of stuff going on in Chicago.
Yeah, well, you know. If they did detail the Detroit Police Department, I might actually sit down and watch some.
I can't believe it's news.
Because that sounds like some crazy television.
Undercover officers going after other undercover officers. All right.